Preface. If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8. The volume now in the reader's hands consists of a series of papers, systematically arranged, on the leading truths of Christianity which are necessary to salvation. Few probably will deny that there are some things in religion about which we may think other people hold very erroneous views and are, notwithstanding, in no danger of being finally lost, about baptism and the Lord's Supper, about the Christian ministry, about forms of prayer and modes of worship, about the union of church and state. About all these things, it is commonly admitted that people may differ widely and yet finally be saved. No doubt there are always bigots and extreme partisans who are ready to excommunicate everyone who cannot pronounce their shibboleth on the above-named points. But speaking generally, to shut out of heaven all who disagree with us about these things is to take up a position which most thoughtful Christians condemn as unscriptural, narrow, and uncharitable. On the other hand, there are certain great truths of which some knowledge, by common consent, appears essential to salvation. Such truths are the immortality of the soul, the sinfulness of human nature, the work of Christ for us as our Redeemer, the work of the Holy Ghost in us, forgiveness, justification, conversion, faith, repentance, the marks of a right heart, Christ's invitations, Christ's intercession, and the like. If truths like these are not absolutely necessary to salvation, it is difficult to understand how any truths whatever can be called necessary. If people may be saved without knowing anything about these truths, it appears to me that we may throw away our Bibles altogether and proclaim that the Christian religion is of no use. From such a miserable conclusion, I hope most people will shrink back with horror. To open out and explain these great necessary truths, to confirm them by Scripture, to enforce them by some appeals to the conscience of all who read this volume, this is the simple object of the series of papers which is now offered to the public. Footnote. To this statement, I frankly admit, the first and two last papers in the volume form an exception. Inspiration, election, and perseverance are undoubtedly points about which good men in every age have disagreed, and will disagree perhaps while the world stands. The immense importance of inspiration in this day, and the extraordinary neglect into which election and perseverance have fallen, notwithstanding the 17th article, are my reasons for inserting the three papers. The name which I have selected will prepare the reader to expect no new doctrines in this volume. It is simple, unadulterated, old-fashioned evangelical theology. It contains nothing but the old paths in which the apostolic Christians, the reformers, the best English churchmen for the last 300 years, and the best evangelical Christians of the present day have persistently walked. From these paths, I see no reason to depart. They are often sneered at and ridiculed as old-fashioned, effete, worn out, and powerless in the 19th century. Be it so. None of these things move me. I have yet to learn that there is any system.